was, where we could go or whatever, you know? And that's not going to ring on me, is it? Okay. Amen. But, you know, and then there was one lady that was a real thinker. She said, well, you know, I'll probably go to a church. Amen. And if a disaster happens, and it is going to happen, whether it is what magnitude the disaster happens, this church will probably be full, because a lot of people are going to come, because they know that that is where they can receive help, whether it is help physically, monetarily, or just spiritually. We know that when disasters happen, churches are full. We look at 9/11, how, you know, after that disaster happened, how the churches were full after that for a moment. Amen. So I thank the Lord for allowing us to keep our doors open, because I know that there is going to be a need for us, if not for the building and the glorification of the Church of Jesus Christ, it's just to help people. Amen. Just to help people. We need to be here. Amen. And I thank the Lord for his, like I say, allowing us to keep our doors open. Are there any announcements that anybody can think of that we need to announce? But just in general, I would like to again ask the saints to keep the family of Michaela Lynch, the little girl, autistic girl, who brought together this community. Amen. In the effort to search and to find her. Amen. Being in my position at my job and stuff, it was like everybody in the community was involved in the search for this little girl. Amen. From people on the street to churches to organizations. There was just a tremendous outpouring of community support for this little girl. Amen. So when they found her, it was a tragedy. But like I say, we just need to pray for their family, for the school that she attended, for everybody that she touched. Amen. Everybody that she touched. That the Lord, that they will give the Lord the praise. Amen. So we just thank God for the many blessings that he bestows upon us. Amen. God bless. Mm-hmm. Amen. So without any further delay, those of us that can stand in reverence, like I always say, not to the man himself, amen, because we as people can do nothing, but through Jesus Christ we can do all things, amen, from knowing Jesus as I do, and trusting him like I do, knowing that if I lean on him and acknowledge him in all my ways, amen, then he can direct my path. Amen. Amen. So without any further delay, I'm going to ask you to give him your undivided attention. Amen. And to, when I say your undivided attention, you know that he's going to ask you some questions. He's going to involve you. Amen. This is not just him standing up here giving you the word of God, which is hard enough, but he likes some feedback. He likes to know that you're paying attention to what he's saying. Amen. Because it's important. It's like eating that main course meal that you eat once a day or twice a day. You need this to sustain your spiritual religion, amen. Your spiritual upbringing. Amen. You need this meal. Amen. It's an important meal. So without any further delay, I'm going to present to you our own Elder Turner. Amen. Amen.
God bless you.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, President.
Take your time.
I'll be all right.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Hallelujah.
We here again.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. We here.
So quick.
It's like I just preached the other day.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. But we here. In the house of the Lord. Glad to be here.
Glad.
Thank you. Worshiping God. Good time. Y'all cut those songs off. It's, you know, I love the music and the singing and kind of, I like it. It lifts my spirit.
Yeah, it does.
Thank you, Jesus. But y'all got 2 hours?
Come on.
Oh, you don't got 2 hours? Oh. I'm going to let y'all alone. I'm going to go easy today. Glory said I preached long last Sunday. I can't help it. When you get in the Word of God, you just got to, you can't let go. Thank you, Jesus. But I'm going to be nice today. I am going to be so nice today to y'all today. I'm not going to hold y'all too long. I'm going to try not to. But we're going to go into the Word and see if the Lord had to say to us.
Amen.
I didn't have much to say today. I waited for the Lord all week, and nothing really, you know, heavy or something like, you know. I guarantee you it won't be 2 hours. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to make that promise today. It's not going to be 2 hours. I can say that, you know. I'm asking the Lord to hold me back. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hold me. But it's going to be simple, real simple. Today, that's good. I'm glad to see the pastor bringing those young kids to church.
Amen.
It's
amen.
Real nice. Pretty soon they'll be bringing their friends
amen.
To church, and then their friends will be bringing their mothers and fathers to church. And you should bring some of your friends. Tell them to come to church. Tell them to come to the house of the Lord. I know you talk to them, but you know people are just funny today. They're just funny. When they come, you know, huh? Oh, Lord, my son, I tell you. Yeah, you know something? One thing about it, when you tell them and give them the address and show them where we are, that's a seed. Thank you, Jesus. You plant that seed.
Amen.
Like the pastor say, when something happened, disaster happened, they'll remember, ooh, I know what church to go to.
Amen.
I know where to go, you know. They're going to run to the church. Believe me, trust me. Every time something happens, they go to the church. You know, it's kind of sad about all the people that got houses destroyed up there in Texas.
Yeah.
You know, 17 tornadoes came through and just tore up everything.
Yeah.
Man, I tell you, people died and lost everything they had. Thank you, Jesus. But, you know, with God being real good to us in California. I'm knocking wood and saying knock on wood.
Yes.
He's been good to us in California.
Yes,
they don't want to say that what's happening up there in Lakeport is a I believe it's a fault line. They try to say it's a water line, some this kind of, this happened to it. But I believe that area is a fault line. If you go look at it, see the crack going through it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, houses falling and kind of, that's a fault line. Invisible fault line, they didn't know it was there. It's a lot of them in California.
Yeah.
We got a fault line we don't know nothing about. Think the only time they know about it is when something happened to it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's happening in Lakeport. I just hope it's a short one, not a long one. I just hope it's just a little one, you know.
Amen.
But it's a fault line, ground cracking like that, moving and kind on.
Amen.
It's opening up. And so later on, they're going to declare it as fault line. It's sad for the people to lose their home like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, I tell you, this earth is real old. It's bound to do something, you know. We've been escaping a lot of disaster, but that's why my heart is to be close to Jesus.
Yes,
just a closer walk with Jesus.
Just a closer walk.
I want to be as close as I can. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes I wish I was Elijah.
Huh?
Huh? Don't you wish you was Elijah, God carrying him away?
Got
a whirlwind came and took him up into the heaven, and then God took him on home. Thank you, Jesus. From earth to glory. He up there with God right now. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you, I don't know, he must have been in a good channel, wasn't he? I study, I read that. You know, I try to figure out what kind of channel he was in. Huh? You know, for God to come and get him, take him away. And it was translated off this earth. And sometimes y'all, you know, I'm ready to be with the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
So St. John 4:23. St. John 4:23. I'm going to go easy, God. I'm going to go easy. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 23. And I want to read it a little bit in St. John 12:32. And actually, 32 is what I want. I read this scripture last week, and I love this scripture. Thank you, Jesus. St. John 12:32. 12:32. Yeah. Hallelujah. Jesus is a God that long for something to worship him. Mm-hmm. An angel is a piece of God, the spirit of God. But it just still wasn't the same, huh? Because this is a piece of God. But we are a creation of God. And he created us to do one thing, to worship him.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What's the point of being a God, almighty king, and have nobody to worship you?
Amen.
Jesus wanted individuals to worship him. An angel is not like individual. They're the spirit of God.
Amen.
But we have an individual soul. And that's what he longed for when he blew the breath of life into Adam's.
Uh-huh.
He gave an individual soul to Adam. He's been doing that since the world began, thinking since man was here.
Amen.
But his reason was to have somebody, thank you, Jesus, to worship him. He didn't want to be alone. And that, you know, he created man for a reason.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. He's yet looking for somebody to lift him up and worship him. That's my scripture today. That's my lesson today. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. He said right here in St. John, the fourth chapter, I just want to read. And he said, but the hour cometh.
Uh-huh.
Now is... when the true who
worshipers
shall worship the Father.
Uh-huh.
Who is the Father?
Jesus.
The Spirit of God. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to get to that. Huh? In spirit and in who?
Truth.
For the Father seek it. Hear that? Mm-hmm. Such to worship him.
Amen.
Jesus came down off his throne, who is the Father, mm-hmm. to tell man that he is seeking somebody to what?
To worship him.
To worship him.
Amen.
He came down in person and told that message. Thank you,
yeah.
Jesus. He let us know that God himself is a spirit.
Yes.
And he said, and they that worship him
must.
Yes. Uh-huh, worship him in spirit and in truth. Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus. He's looking for somebody who's walking up holy and truly worshiping him in spirit and in truth. He said the Father is looking for somebody. Do we got somebody here today?
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Come on now. Do we got somebody here today that want to worship God?
Yeah.
In spirit and in truth. What do you mean by spirit and truth? Mean you saved 24 hours a day. Hallelujah. You're saved when you go to work.
Amen.
You're saved when you go shopping.
Amen.
Huh? Whatever you do, 24
Amen.
Hours a day. That's a true worshiper of God.
Amen.
When we come together to worship God and lift up our hand, it's true.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Huh?
Yes.
It's sincere.
Yes.
Deep down in the soul.
Yes.
That's what he came here to do. He came here to look for somebody to worship him. He said in the 12th verse, what did it say in the 12th verse? Not 12th verse.
12th chapter.
Yeah, I lost it. Yeah. in that one.
Second, it said,
and
what?
I
be lifted up.
Yes.
From the earth.
From the earth.
Will draw all
men.
Unto me.
You know why he said that? He said that because he came here and he accomplished what he came here to do.
All right.
And that was to die on the cross.
Yeah.
Be buried, huh?
Yeah.
And defeat Satan.
Yes.
Satan have been conquered.
Yes.
When Jesus died on the cross, we gave up the ghost. The conquer is over. He came here, he took over sin. Thank you, Jesus. He came here to forgive sin.
Yes.
Thank you. That was his mean, that was his main reason for coming. But he was coming here to get you to understand, if you lift me up, exalt me.
Yeah.
So you understand? Yeah. Exalt me. From where?
From the earth.
From the who?
From the earth.
From the earth.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. See, remember I said he threw his voice back up in heaven, and he spoke down, came down, and the people, when they heard the verse, voice,
yeah.
They what did they do when they heard the voice? They reacted. They heard it. They thought it was an angel, thunder. Thought it was thunder, but God let you know, no, that was me.
That's right.
Huh? That was God himself speaking to you. Me. Thank you. It's not for me, but it's for you.
Yes.
Because I want you to exhort me from where?
From the earth.
From the earth.
Earth.
We're going to lift up Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What do you mean by lift him up? Is praise him.
Yes.
You know, our church need to work on our praise service. How to praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So y'all know how to praise God?
Yes.
Let me hear you do it. Come on now.
Hallelujah.
Huh?
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, come on now. What is that? What's that, huh? Come on now. Thank you, Jesus. Huh?
Thank you.
Lift your hand up and say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord, I love you.
Lord,
I worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. I lift my hands to you and worship you. Yeah, y'all, come on, man. Oh, y'all can do better than that. We should be up shouting right now, huh?
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Huh? I know, Deb, I know you can't get up and shout, but throw that good leg. That good leg you got, just throw it to the side. That's good enough. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Hallelujah. We want to work on our worship.
Yes.
Because
you.
We know that God is looking for somebody to worship him.
Yes.
We're going to give him what he wants.
That's right.
And believe me, from the depths of my heart, the more we worship God and lift him up from the earth and exalt him, he is going to send people to the church.
Amen.
He said he had to draw all men what?
Unto him.
The reason why something must be going wrong. We know we're all the churches all over the world. I'm talking about Jesus' name church, the baptized believing churches.
Yeah.
Nobody want to go to church. But if we start rocking and rolling and getting down some more, and they hear it moves people. Music is good.
It'll
you see, God, you know, he used a fish and five loaves of bread. That right?
Yeah.
Because he knew, what was that? The people were hungry, and they were, you going to pass down some ribs. I wouldn't. And they come.
Yeah.
They come for some food. You know, we had that one food with the dinner time. They come, don't they?
Yeah.
They don't come to stay for church.
They come for the food.
They come for the food. Mm-hmm. But next time they come, we should make some sign. Stay. No food if you don't stay. If you want the food, you got to come here and sit down and have some church with us.
That's
what we should do. You know, people that always want a handout, but they don't want to worship God. God is looking for somebody to worship him. Thank you, Jesus. I never want to be somebody that God had to beat me upside my head, and let something happen to me to come and worship. I know I've been down that road. Thanks. I've been down that road. Trust me, I've been down that road, and I don't want to have to be, you know, have to go through something to come worship God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God wants us to worship him now. Lift him up. We need to lift him up. We are gonna work on this. You know, like you said, they had the worship dance and everything.
Uh-huh.
We should do that here. They big enough to do the dance.
Yes.
They big enough to sing. What song she should sing is Jesus Loves Me. What's her name? Yes. That's the song you practice with her. Get down with them.
Yes.
Get them started. That's what they started with us. Yes, Jesus loves me. Because the Bible tells me so. You teach them that. You teach them to get up and we get those mics and let them sing. Look here, God wants the children to worship him.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Sometimes he can use the children better.
Yes.
You know, because we're too old to move. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. We can throw it by hand. Those kids, they get up in front of them, they jump and do praise, worship, and everything. I would love to see that.
Amen.
Work on that. Thank you, Jesus. Now, do the kids have friends their age yet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go over to talk to them.
We drop our kids off.
Uh-huh. You get together and tell them we're looking for a praise worship from the little kid. That's how you get started. Huh? You start with those children. Those children, they do something to you. They give me energy.
Yeah, amen.
Huh?
Amen.
When I see them, they give me energy. Yes. And they know how to praise the Lord, too.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. They get it going. But our church need to practice, huh? How to organize and put in place a worship, a praise dance, and a worship.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. We're getting along pretty good. We're not going to rush. We're going to wait on the Lord. But at the same time, we're going to work on it.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. So lift Jesus up from the earth.
Yes.
And God will send some people here to praise his name. I'm through. Amen. See that? I told you. Oh, you want me to go some more? I'm done.
Amen.
Y'all see? Look at that.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. That was sweet and short.